With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So we listen to Arizona Sports Talk because seemingly, what is it, like every month, every other month?
At least.
There's some Patrick Peterson rumor. I don't really understand, honestly, where they come from, but somehow they just trickle onto the internet. So I was very curious because I wanted to see. In Kansas City, I feel like I got a really good pulse of what Kansas City feels about Patrick Peterson. If he's available, if we did full phone lines, what do you want to do? Go
we'll
trade for Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, we'll
Everybody
him.
Wants to go trade for Patrick Peterson. But I do think it's fair to point out the Cardinals don't appear that interested in trading him to the Chiefs, the Seahawks, any team in the NFL. They plan on keeping Patrick Peterson. But I wanted to know what Arizona was saying. Maybe their fans feel a little bit different. Their hosts feel a little bit differently. Certainly, they know the situation better than we do in Kansas City. So this is from Fox Sports 910 out in Arizona. This show is called The Freaks. Listen to what they said around the NFL draft.
You have people in Kansas City. A lot of folks point towards Kansas City being, again, the spot where Patrick Peterson may be landing,
and
should be landing.
That's exactly where we talked when we were in Nashville for the draft. That was the first and most prominent place that we talked about on this very airwaves, that he will probably end up as a Chief.
I was kind of surprised to hear them say that.
So this audio, the freaks, huh?
This audio was from yesterday. This wasn't, like, I know I said from the draft. They said that's the conversation they were having around the draft. Just yesterday, they said that their belief was that Patrick Peterson was going to be a Kansas City Chief. I do firmly believe that the Chiefs at least inquired about Patrick Peterson and heard back, oh, we're not interested in trading him, and then they've kind of cooled off. Because every time these internet rumors seem to start, whether it's Brooke Pryor, whether it's Adam Teicher, whether it's Therese Paylor, always emphatically come out and say the Chiefs are not having ongoing talks about Patrick Peterson. I think at one point they had that conversation. I think they called over to Arizona and they said he's not for sale. So at some point, if you're playing Monopoly and I keep going around, I keep asking you, well, hey, can I buy St. Charles Place?
Not I'm for not sale,
selling
I told
it.
You.
I'm not selling it. Well, at some point, I just stop asking you until you call me and say, hey, I'm interested in selling St. Charles Place. That's what I think's happening with Patrick Peterson.
I think we've gotten to that point. I think that Kansas City really wants Patrick Peterson. I think there's a lot of teams that want Patrick Peterson. I think that Arizona realizes they've got a player under contract that's still very valuable to them. Do you see Patrick Peterson as a need or as a luxury here in Kansas City? Because obviously that's a position of need, but that's a hell of a good player. If you were actually to land Patrick Peterson, would you consider that more of a need or a luxury for the Chiefs?
I would consider Patrick Peterson to be a luxury. I would consider another corner to be a need. I just think that Patrick Peterson is the best available player that's possibly left. Like, I mean, he's better than Chris Harris. His contract's a little bit better than Chris Harris. At least to our understanding, he's not asking for a new contract if you trade for him. I mean, the best possible move you can make, I think you could argue maybe even over Frank Clark, would have been going to acquire Patrick Peterson. So I would say he is a luxury. I would say, let's say you go get somebody like Josh Norman off a cut or Janoris Jenkins off a cut. I would consider them to be a need, a little different than
Isn't
Patrick
Isn't it funny the names that we actually talk about, like Patrick Peterson and Chris Harris, which in all likelihood are pipe dreams. We disagree. They'd look really good in the Chiefs uniform, and those are positions of need. And then who we actually think they're going to land with, especially when it comes to that secondary. I mean, there's such a disconnect between us as sports talk host and the fan base and what we want and what they're actually probably going to do, which is not do anything with the secondary going forward. At this point, I think that ship has sailed.
I want to play this for you. This is from the Freaks on Fox Sports 910. Patrick Peterson, very unhappy.
He's not showing next week. He's not happy. You can make fun of us pointing to social media, but that's a telltale sign. You take off. Proud member of the Bird Gang, you take off the references of you in the red and white colors. People, this is not just something that's elementary to look at. This is reality. It's a weird reality, but it is reality.
I firmly believe that last offseason, Patrick Peterson went to management and said, trade me. I'm unhappy for whatever reason. It's too warm. I don't like the valet guy. Whatever reason, I don't want to play for the Arizona Cardinals anymore. I think the owner of the team looked at him and said, so, we're not trading you. What options do you have? And he had to put his head down and he went back to work. That's 100% what I believed happened. I don't think he wants to play for the Arizona Cardinals. I do think we've seen enough over the last 8 to 12 months that would suggest he doesn't want to play for that team anymore. But if you're under contract for the next two seasons, you don't really have much of a choice.
And if you're Arizona, why would you? It makes sense for the Chiefs. It makes sense for all these other teams to go after Patrick Peterson. But if you have him under contract and you're the Cardinals, why would you get rid of that asset? That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
This is the difference, too, between the NFL and the NBA, because if Patrick Peterson played in the NBA, he would 100% get traded.
Oh, yeah, he'd be gone already.
100%. And just NBA players just act different when it's time to get traded. Like, NBA players, when it's time where, like, Jimmy Butler, I don't want to play for this team anymore.
Isaiah Thomas, 5 minutes later, he was traded.
They would just make it insufferable for you to be around him. Like, I'm not playing here anymore. And until you trade me, I'm going to make your life miserable. Patrick Peterson could be doing that. Maybe he is by not showing up at OTAs, and now it becomes a quote-unquote distraction when it comes to that kind of stuff. But that part right there to me is interesting. So they thought he was going to get traded to the Chiefs on Fox Sports 910. They think he's unhappy at Arizona. This feels to me, and I do not know, this is just my hypothesis, just a hunch for me. This feels like a Patrick Peterson will be open at the deadline. Because at some point, you cannot put the toothpaste back into the tube. And if you've been unhappy for that long and the Cardinals aren't going to win and turn things around, and Patrick Peterson is going to be a drain to everybody with them, at some point you just trade him.
Well, if he's still available at the deadline, I think the Chiefs defense will still need him. I think the Chiefs defense is going to be better. I think the additions of Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu make it a lot better. But let's say the trade deadline about midway through the season rolls around. Don't you think the Chiefs would still be interested at that point in Patrick Peterson?
I think Patrick Peterson at any point that Arizona wants to trade him, they will get a second-round pick. I don't know if they'll get a first-round pick. They probably will. But at any point they want to trade Patrick Peterson, someone will offer a 2+ something else because he's that good of a player and he plays a position of need for seemingly every team in the NFL.
That might be a little bit high at the trade deadline. If you can get him at the beginning of the season, because how old is Patrick Peterson? 29?
29.
29 years old. I'm not sure he's worth a first-round pick. I'm not sure he's worth a second-round pick midway through the season. Now, it depends on how bad the Chiefs secondary is. It depends on who gets injured. At that point, they might actually make the move.
I would say from aside from Mari Cooper last year who got traded for one, just players of Patrick Peterson's caliber just don't get traded at the deadline. Like, I know Dante Fowler got traded. He got traded for a third. We can agree he's not Patrick Peterson. Like, Patrick Peterson could go to the Hall of Fame at some point and is still playing really good football, probably a top five player's position. You just don't see guys like that get moved at the deadline very
often. The difference is, though,
Earl Thomas almost did.
Yeah, true.
Earl Thomas is absolutely the same caliber as Patrick Peterson. If he didn't have the broken leg, we were all under the impression he was getting traded, right?
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying with that, we don't know what the compensation was, so it's no way to know. I think that the Chiefs were going to give up a second-round pick to trade for Earl Thomas.
Yeah, probably, but I think, if they were willing to do that in the middle of the season for a guy that was on the last year of his deal, a first-round pick mid-season for a guy that's got 1 year left makes a lot of sense.
And Patrick Peterson feels like at some point he's not going to be an Arizona Cardinal. Is it going to be at the beginning of this year? Is it going to be midway through? I don't know, but long-term, he's not going to be a Cardinal. We've just been having this conversation too often.
I want to play this for you. This is the last cut here. This is from Josh Weinfuss. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. He was a guest on the show The Freaks. He thinks that Patrick Peterson will not ask for a trade but may eventually get it.
Patrick Peterson will not ask for another trade, right? So if he were to get moved, it would be on the Cardinals' own accord. But at the same time, I think that Patrick, if he really wants out of Arizona, I think there will be things that will be done that will have to eventually force the Cardinals' hand to make a move. But we do know how much he's worth to this team. He has 2 years left on his deal. He's basically a significant cornerstone of this defense. So from a football standpoint, I don't think they're going to move him. But at the same time, from an off-the-field standpoint, I think that there is a chance that they decide to pull the trigger eventually and make a trade for the right pieces in return, simply because this is a fractured relationship, and I don't know if it's going to get better. It might not matter who's the coach. Obviously, and all the issues in October when Patrick did request a trade and it got out there and he had to basically clean up that mess. And he was basically told, lock it up. Time to be quiet, time to go out and play. And then this whole thing comes out a couple weeks ago during the offseason where he was told something he didn't like. He wasn't at practice all that week. He wasn't, Cliff Kingsbury doesn't expect him to be at practice during OTAs. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the next couple of months play out, to see if he, reports for training camp or to see if, when and if they make a move.
Two things. Number one, we have to find a way to start playing music during our interviews. I did not add that music. That was just the music that they have during their interviews.
Smooth.
The whole time. We got to find a way to do that. And I'm kind of ready for the Patrick Peterson saga to be done. Like, if you're Arizona, just come out and say, hey, we see the rumors too. We are not interested in trading Patrick Peterson. Like, we are not trading him. You guys can keep throwing it out there on Twitter. At this time, we are not trading Patrick Peterson. And then we'll never talk about this conversation again. But as long as the internet keeps throwing it out there and throwing it out there and he continues to be unhappy in Arizona, it will always come up as a topic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.